Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Yes.
Feels like an appropriate day for a little check-in.
Okay.
On my not drinking on the weeknights.
You know what? We already gave up on you. Our resolution was to keep you on the straight and narrow. And after 1 week, we stopped wondering about whether or not you've been drinking wine.
I want you to know that the person who peer pressured me the hardest yesterday was my own husband, who doesn't even drink alcohol.
Wait, he wanted you to drink wine?
He was like, it's your birthday week. I can't believe you're not celebrating a little bit.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, dude, back off.
Wow. Or are you just getting to be a little too much without the wine?
And maybe that's it.
Like, you need to take the edge off a little bit.
Well, it was another day of no drinking during the week. I'm crushing it, you guys. Woo! That being said, tomorrow's Friday, and it kicks off my birth weekend, so it's gonna be chaotic.
So you're telling us that on Sunday night, when we're over at Tony V celebrating your birthday, you won't be sober?
Not at all.
Okay, great.
I didn't even think she's gonna realize who comes to her birthday party.
Danny, you're not wrong. There's a part of me that's like, yeah, I don't even have to show up. Tyron's gonna think I was there.
Right. Just have somebody wear a Steve mask or something.
Brad, actually, I'm pretty sure he hired someone to come and take photos just so that I have a little bit of a recollection of what happens on Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think we might have a photo, like, booth opportunity. Steve, it's going to be really cool at Tony V's.
I like it. There might be photos, but he's not getting someone to do video.
No. We don't want that.
No, we don't need that out there.
Well, tomorrow is wine day for sure, but Thirsty Thursday, I'm gonna keep it dry today.
Let's go.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's International Hot and Spicy Food Day.
Ooh, in.
What are you going with? If you're going with like a spicy type or a hot type of food, what is your go-to? Like, is there a certain ethnic food or is it wings?
So if I go to Thai food, I really like Pad See Ew, and I like it with like if it's 4 or 5 stars, like the hottest.
Damn.
Yeah. But I can tell you this, a Stanwood 5 is very different from a Seattle 5, so if I'm in the city, I'll probably go with a 4.
Just like the women. The spicy foods. I'm joking. Sorry, that was not nice. Danny, what are you going with?
Nashville hot chicken.
That's right. You recently got turned on to it.
Bees in Tacoma. Also, Brothers and Sisters here in Seattle. They do like a Seattle hot, and then they do the Nashville hot. Ooh. Nashville hot's way hotter.
I was about to say, which is hotter?
But man, I love any kind of like good hot chicken sandwich.
Nice.
That's awesome. Okay, Sarah, you're not really a spicy food person.
No, not at all. And this is really sad. George loves spice and loves pepper. And even when he puts too much black pepper on something, I think it's too spicy.
Wow, you and my mom are the same.
Yes, so nothing at all. I will not be celebrating today.
Does wasabi count for being... Okay, then I'm going sushi.
Do it.
You can't go wrong with
Load
that.
Load up.
Oh, man, we're talking about food, and we got some bummer news about some local establishments, including Shakey's Pizza here in the Puget Sound, located in Fairwood. They're closing on Monday. Due to property redevelopment. I guess they thank their customers. They're not even going to reopen. They're just like, yeah, we're done. Thanks for having meals here, and thanks for all the great memories over the years. And it was kind of cool. I got sucked into, like, the Facebook pages and people just sharing their memories. And you forget how, like, certain establishments, food establishments, will instantly trigger great memories that really have nothing to do with the food that you're eating there.
For sure.
Yeah.
Another one that kind of broke my heart. University District's Burgermaster location is Seattle's very first, a historic location for the burger chain. They're going to be closing at the end of next month after being in the community for more than 70 years. That location is older than both of my parents. Wow. That's very, very old.
Now, is Burgermaster local?
So I think they have some, I think it maybe started in the Pacific Northwest, but I think they're in like California and maybe some other places now.
Because I'm pretty sure when I first moved out here, I had no idea what the hell Burgermaster was. And I went there because I'm like, this looks funky and weird and different. And I was blown away by how good the food was.
Can I tell you that Taryn Daly almost cussed me out yesterday?
Why?
Because she read this story and she gasped. And I was like, what's happening? Like, I thought something was wrong. And she's like, Burgermaster is closing. And I was like, what the hell is Burgermaster, Taryn? She almost cussed me out and kicked me out of the studio.
Dude, that's so funny you bring that up because sometimes Taryn, well, every day she'll send me like stories that she sees in the news. Like, hey, this could be good for our Daily Mix download. Hey, this, she sent the link to this story and then added, when she usually doesn't have commentary around this one, she's like, can you believe Danny doesn't even know what this place is?
What a loser.
She, this anger continued to later on in the evening about you.
Yeah, she was like, the best burger in the entire world. They have like little people that come out and give you, and like they come out to your car.
Not little
and
all people, regular that? People.
Which Burgermaster are you going to? Because Sarah wants to go there if little people are working.
But I would go there every day if that was the thing.
They hook the little tray in your window of your car.
And
it's
I was like Sonic Drive-In. And she's like, no, Danny, better than that. And I was like, okay, you know what? I can't.
It's got more of an old school flavor to it than I'm not mad at you, Danny, but like,
Danny needs a field trip for sure.
It is definitely, especially someone who likes burgers, it's definitely worth a visit because the burgers are freaking awesome. And it does feel like you're going back in time when you pull up at Burgermaster. Yeah, it's really, really cool. So I'll continue with the food stories. We've got a story that happened over at a Burger King. An Ohio woman, she went on TikTok. She's still got a few days where she can still do that, apparently. And claimed that her kids, in addition to getting a burger from Burger King and chicken fries, they also got a side of ganja.
Went to Burger King tonight. Got my kids some chicken fries. This bag came. If you look down in there, you can see some residue. She got her chicken fries. Chicken fries with a side of... Do you see that? You can't say that on here. Mary Jane from Burger King.
That's right. TikTok's got that weird thing where, like, you can't use certain terms because then it gets flagged.
Oh.
Remember I posted
say marijuana?
Yeah, I posted a video of for us. I think I used the term marijuana in it, and it was flagged.
Gotta say jazz cabbage.
Yeah, I think I wrote, like, the devil's lettuce instead.
Gus Williams, the legendary point guard nicknamed the Wizard, who led the Seattle Supersonics to their only NBA championship back in 1979, has passed away. And this is nearly 5 years after he suffered a stroke. He was 71 years old. And I know a lot of folks have been just pouring out tributes. Yes, absolutely. On a local level, massive legend for our community. And today we say RIP.
That's a bummer. The Wizard.
Wizard. What a great nickname.
Absolutely. The Kraken. Now, I don't know. Maybe they'll be the Wizards on the ice because they did play well the last game. They're in Winnipeg taking on the Jets. So hopefully we get another win. As far as weather, hitting about 45 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. And that's what's up.
Why is a member of our show currently wearing sunglasses inside at work?
What kind of douche would do that?
We're going to tell you which douche would do that at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs is probably rocking out to I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
Oh, yes. Lately, yeah? Yes. Earlier you said, hey, which member of the show is wearing sunglasses on the show, and the texts were coming in, and nobody... And I appreciate that. Nobody even thought to think that I would be wearing sunglasses. A lot of people are like, oh, I bet it's Sarah that's wearing sunglasses right now.
Battling a hangover.
Yeah.
No, it's not Sarah. It's you, Steve Miggs.
It's me.
You wear your sunglasses at night, in the morning.
I don't ever wear sunglasses. Almost never. Even when it's sunny, I don't like wearing sunglasses. But I'm currently wearing sunglasses because I'm a dumbass. And I poked myself in the eye last night.
What?
I was at wrestling training, and I'm pretty sure it was me. I must have given, like, a little poke. And then when we're all BSing after, like, we're done training, I just started, you know, have you ever done that where it's, like, your eye itches, so you just kind of aggressively rub it?
It feels so good. It's so satisfying.
It felt so good until I was, like, I just get home, and it's, like, it must have been building. Because I'm, like, oh, my eye's a little twitchy. But everything was fine. I get home, and then it's just, like, whoosh. I'm, like, oh, my, I'm, like, tearing up. I can't open my right eye. It's stinging like a mother effer. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell to do. Like, everything's hurting. Like, of course, I'm thinking, am I going blind? Like, you know, you start freaking out. And then, like, you were asking me, Sarah, like, did you Google anything? I'm like, I can't Google because my eyes are shut. So I'm trying to read my phone, trying to figure out if everything's okay. I can't see anything on my phone because everything, my eyes are so freaking watery because I'm a dumbass and I aggressively rubbed my eye and now I can't see through it.
And are you positive that there's nothing in there?
I'm pretty sure there's nothing in there. I was able to open it, take pictures, and kind of look and zoom in and all that. I think I just scratched it.
Oh.
I think that's all it is. I finally was able to look through my phone, and it's like sometimes it takes like 24 hours or so. Like, thankfully, nothing led to me being like, oh, your eye needs to be pulled out.
You
know,
oh, my God.
You know how it is. Sometimes you Google an ailment, next thing you know, you're dying.
Yeah, WebMD is so helpful in that way.
So now I'm just going through these waves of where it feels okay or it doesn't feel okay. Like, middle of the night, wake up, and it's like that when you have allergies in your eye. That shooting pain.
Oh.
And I couldn't sleep. And so then I finally get out of bed to come to work. And I'm like, okay, if I can't, I was going to assess. I'm like, if I can't open my eye, I'm not going to be able to drive. So I guess I'm just going to go to the ER and have to tell you guys. But luckily, I was able to, like, drive fine so long as the light wasn't too strong on my eye. So I had to wear sunglasses.
Thank you. Thank you for making the effort.
Oh, you know. Like a true athlete, you play. Sometimes you just got to play hurt.
Yeah.
You just got to play hurt.
I would kind of wish you had an eye patch.
If I had my hands on an eye patch, it would be so nice.
I bet that would be very helpful because then you could, you know, at least just seal it off from air and light.
Well, because then at least it's less. Look, I don't know how you do it, Danny. I feel like a giant D-bag wearing sunglasses inside. I know you like wearing your sunglasses inside. Yeah. I feel very strange.
That's okay. I mean, I
haven't embraced it yet.
You look cool.
You look awesome. Oh, like, I was like, man, who's this cool guy walking in the studio? Also, you could have just used your hockey cup.
And put it over my eye?
Yeah.
I'd have a chance to wash it this morning, so you know. What are you going to do?
And I do have to say, you look like a D-bag.
I know!
People who wear sunglasses inside, sorry, Thrill, but you look like a D-bag. You just do.
I never even realized he wore sunglasses inside.
You wear sunglasses all the time.
I thought those were prescription glasses.
They just, are. Right, they're just dark.
They just get darker. I'm going to give that a pass.
No, because I
And
have,
also, they're cool looking.
Does he look like a D-bag a little bit, though?
No, I think Thrill actually, always looks very cool.
Thrill looks like the most, like, fun-loving, approachable guy here.
What?
It's probably because of the colorful clothes that he wears as well.
I have glasses, but they transition when you're outside in the sunlight.
Yes.
But then when you come back in regular light, they go back to normal-looking glasses. But could you imagine if they were always dark and it always looked like I was wearing sunglasses?
Well, only... And there are some radio people that do their shows. I've seen, like, on social media pages where they're just rocking those, like, black sunglasses while they're on the air doing a morning. I'm like, come on.
Exactly. Like, you look like a D-bag.
Wow.
Danny.
But, see, well, okay. You know what? I don't do it during the show, okay? I only do it at night, okay?
Yes.
It's not technically night right now.
That's fair.
And also, the progressive, those are even more embarrassing because those are just, like, worn by 40-year-olds.
Wow. Oh, you mean the ones I have?
Yeah, exactly.
They are really embarrassing when you're, like, out in the sun and you come back in and they're in that weird...
Yeah.
And all the grandpas out there, Sarah.
I have a set of progressives. They don't change colors, though. They're just, you know, readers, and you look up, and they're totally fine. That's how you do it. But the funny part is I come in, and I'm, like, struggling. I'm looking through our news stories. I end up on BuzzFeed. And what is the timing that I see? Today's article on BuzzFeed is they have, like, a survey of where they've asked people, what's the silliest way you've ever injured yourself? And one of the examples cracked me up because there was a woman who was singing a song from The Little Mermaid at karaoke, and she got way too into it. And tore her ACL. So I feel less stupid for what I did.
That's pretty legendary.
Right? Imagine, you tore your... Did you jump off the speaker?
I just am so excited about that ER visit. Like, how did you do this? What a fun story to tell.
I was singing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, and well, you know how it is.
Got a little into it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, we want to hear from the Rockaholics about ways that they maybe have hurt themselves in a really dumb way. And the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. What stupid way did you injure yourself? We would love to hear the story and make Steve feel a little bit better about himself.
Please.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
What stupid way did you injure yourself? 206-803-ROCK.
I already don't feel alone because I hurt myself by poking myself in the eye, aggressively scratching it, and now I can't open my eye.
But you look very cool wearing sunglasses.
It sucks.
On the job.
But I'm just looking at how many phone calls we have already this morning about stupid injuries. I'm already starting to feel better about myself.
Tanya from Tacoma, yours was a bike incident. What happened?
Yes, it was. It's embarrassing. I can't believe I'm telling it.
Awesome.
So I was riding along on my bike, kind of fast, with those straps that go over the pedals and you put your toes in them.
Oh, yeah.
And my toe had kind of gotten stuck. So, you know, while rolling along, I stuck my hand down there to try to kind of flick it free. And my hand slipped, went into the spokes of the front wheel that then pulled me over the handlebars, tumbling. And the topper was, it was right in front of a bus lineup of elementary school kids waiting for their school bus.
You know what the funny thing is? As you tell this story, I can totally picture this. Like, I could see exactly what you're talking
about. I wish I had a video.
And did you have any injuries you sustained?
Not really, no. It just, the way it tweaked my wrist, it was just sprained for a while.
And how old were you when this happened?
Do I have to tell? I was in my 40s.
Oh, that's even more embarrassing.
Way to call me out.
Well, I'm like, oh, it'd be funny that you hurt yourself in front of a bunch of other kids, fellow kids, but no, that sucks. I'm sorry, Tanya.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It was hilarious, and it's a good story.
Yeah.
I hope your eye feels better.
Thank you.
Tanya.
I appreciate you, Tanya.
206-803-ROCK. Spencer from Lake Stevens, you did something with a fire.
I did. So, me and a couple of my buddies were down at Golden Gardens. They were having a big bonfire party on the beach, DJ and everything, and people were burning their Christmas trees in this giant bonfire and jumping over it, and I had a couple too many beers, and I thought what would be really cool is if I ran through the fire and went up to everybody, and I was getting pine tar stuck to the bottom of my foot and got third-degree burns all over the bottom of my foot. Yeah.
I mean, you're right. If it all went without injury, that would look really freaking cool.
Right. No, it was cool at the time. I got a big applause, but, you know, it wasn't so great after.
Did you have to go to the ER right away?
So my buddy's got me a couple more shots, and I went and laid up on my buddy's girlfriend's couch and drained fluid all over carpet all night.
Yeah, you know, no. ER, girlfriend's couch.
Same.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. James from Fife, tell us about your crazy injury.
So my story doesn't have any excitement. I hurt myself literally bending over to tie my shoes.
What part of your body did you hurt?
My back. Sorry about my back. I bent over, tied my shoes, and then couldn't get back up.
I guess this is growing up.
For 3 days, I couldn't walk upright. It was ridiculous.
It's like when you injure yourself when you sneeze. You're like, this should not be why I'm hurt.
No, it's embarrassing. 206-803-ROCK. Justin from Ferndale, you jumped off of a two-story deck.
Yeah, good morning. I was about like 8 years old, and at the time, Batman was my favorite superhero, so I grabbed myself a cape, got my Batman mask, and jumped off and yelled, "I'm Batman," until I hit the ground, got the wind knocked out of me, sprained both my ankles, and then had to do the crawl of shame back up the stairs and tell my parents.
And then you had to yell, "I'm Flatman."
Sorry. 206-803-ROCK. What stupid way did you injure yourself?
We're looking at some of the text messages, and there's been some good ones on there as well. One person says, my friend and I attached a rope around us from a quad when we were sitting on an air mattress trying to go off of a jump, but we ended up hitting a stump.
Ooh.
Another person says, I know someone who tore her rotator cuff while flushing a toilet. What's worse than that, it was one of those toilets that uses, like, you know, it's the button to flush, so it's...
Oh, no. That's brutal.
The person broke, dislocated their knee, Wii bowling.
Oh, geez.
Wii bowling. Oh, my God. Those are terrible.
Yeah.
Remember the time that I was jumping at a concert and landed on a bottle and broke my foot? That was cool.
Oh, Danny.
You know, honestly, at that point, I feel like there's probably a lot of rockaholics out there who probably injured themselves at a concert.
Oh, mosh pit stories, I'm sure.
Stop going into mosh pits past 30. Why are we still doing that?
It's a terrible idea. Last time I went into a mosh pit was like a little after I turned 30. It was at a Biohazard concert. And I remember like for 2 weeks after that, I was so sore and hurting. And I looked at my buddy Jameis and I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, what are we doing? 206-803-ROCK, what stupid way did you injure yourself? Charles in Spanaway, is this a 4th of July story?
You know, I can't really recall that well, but I think it was around that time. I was in the truck stop, you know, and I had some fireworks, some of those mortar shell fireworks, and just trying to be cool, you know. I put my last one in, but I happened to put it in upside down. So instead of the mortar, you know, launching up, it was going to blow up. So I was kind of worried that I was at the truck stop, so I held on to the tube, and it literally just blew up all around me, all in my face. There was feathers everywhere. I had this big poofy jacket on.
I don't know why, but that...
All my digits were fine, but it was my hand was completely charred up.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean to laugh,
the visual,
Charles, but the visual of all the feathers flying around while there's, like, this smoke just seems...
Dude, it was like a movie. I'm serious. It was crazy.
Well, I'm glad you kept your hand.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I had to... Actually, I was a mover, so I had to go to work the very next day.
Oh. Have you set off any fireworks since?
That was a pretty stupid one right there.
Have you set off any fireworks since?
Fireworks? I don't like fireworks really anymore.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Why is that?
Many people have already broken their New Year's resolution.
Yes.
And for many, that means they stopped going to the gym, Steve.
They have. And I'm hoping that we can inspire people to, you know, the ones that are on the fence, like, I don't feel like going to the gym today. So, you know what I thought would be kind of fun?
Yes.
We have a gym here at our radio station. Not at our station, but in our building. It's a few floors down. I'm going to go down there. I don't have gym clothes. And I'm going to get on the treadmill to inspire the rockaholics. And I'm going to play Beat Migs while running on the treadmill.
Okay. Good luck to you. 206-803-ROCK. Rockaholics, do you think that you could beat Migs while he's running on a treadmill?
Maybe I'll hurt myself in a different way.
No, please don't. We need you for the rest of the day.
I don't know if you do.
206-803-ROCK. If Steve is going to inspire anyone, it's those on the verge of quitting their New Year's resolutions. And we will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.